This is a rare situation. Michael Castro asked me to serve as MC, and I don't think maybe once or twice in the past this has happened when Mike was under the weather or in another climate. But Michael is the next person on the program. Certainly the Arthur Brown, the annual Arthur Brown event is a memorial and a celebration. He is with us. He is not here, and he is here. And we live with the contradictions and paradoxes, so that's easy to understand, right? But we also bring in a special poet, a guest poet, and I'm extremely pleased that Sekou Sundiata is here, and about him more will be said. But Michael Castro is at the center of most of what is happening mightily and healthily in arts. Before words like multiculturalism, diversity, pluralism, inclusiveness were either in or out of political favor, Michael Castro was implementing a very people approach to the arts and life in his own personal life and in the way he went about teaching and showing and telling and teaching and showing and telling. He's authored many books. He's been all over the world, including courtesy of a Fulbright to India. I won't mention all of the places, but I think that one of his works is seminal. Well, all of his works are seminal. But Interpreting the Indian, his doctoral thesis, which became a book out of the University of Oklahoma Press, it set the tone for a lot of this talk about the pace and talk about multiculturalism and inclusiveness. Because it is a study of how American poets have viewed Native American, Native peoples. So they're just one of his contributions. Another one is called Us. So coming to us now is Michael Castro.
Thank you. I just have two poems to offer to the evening and to Arthur. They both were written in response to Arthur's passing. The summer of 82, when Arthur passed, marked that summer the loss of not only Arthur, but three of Missouri's greatest poets at the time, in Thomas McAfee, who was at Columbia, Missouri, Milton Umbembe Smith in Kansas City, and Arthur Ray Brown in St. Louis. This poem responds to those losses and who noticed. Oh, these dog days leave us panting, chanting ancient prayer songs and private curses, wiped out and weeping, sweating and sleeping, huddled together, silent and disbelieving, gently reaching out hesitant fingers to touch each other's still, live, damp flesh. The death of a poet is a terrible thing, and three of our tribe have gone these dog days, answering cries of the lost guide Cerberus, tuned to dark barks we can't quite hear draw near. Three Missouri poets dead, headlines don't read. A profound silence aches the head, attacks the heart of America, Columbia, Kansas City, St. Louis, highland, plain, and river towns hoarse with grief, flowers wilting in the heat, hearses drift down sleepy downtown streets, voices gone downstream, unheard beneath the river murmur of blood and bones, roots and earth. O cities of the heart, enduring your dull, dumb pain with dazed expression, news sheets cover your poets, bury them on back pages, noticing death in tiny type. Reporters who ignored sit bored at hearings and don't attend spirits' fluted whispers or saxophone shrieks. More important stories out there, they dream, than the cool facts of life and death laid out here, obituarily. The poet's language, spirit, consciousness that touched us, untouched. The dream, the press of who we are, were, can be, that Tom Mbembe Arthur released. Mappers of this territory, highland, plain, and river, unaddressed, uncaressed, depressed, valleys of America yawned as Wispy McAfee smoked in his wasting cancer and spoke the intense spaces between you and me. And Mbembe opened the window to let in light of a clear, mean, broken bottle of a day down on the corner, then leaped. And Arthur scribed and sung his river song and oceanic vision, then suddenly drowned in the flood of a fluttering heart. Who would not sing for these who themselves sang deeply the bittersweet poetics of life, the treasured curse of our space, our place, our multi-universe? Who would not sing indeed for the poet who sang for us these dog days under the hot sun? We ache for our friends, our vigorous and strong voices, for the music unheard on the radio, the news not noted in the papers, the images unresolved on the TV. We ache for the void inside us. Three of our tribe are gone these dog days. Three voices still in mind. And this next poem is called A Poet Who Died Young. He knew the song the goldfish sang in his window world, the slow ripple of a lover, the sad, triumphant music of the caged bird. He knew and reached through the window, the world, the cage of the body, writing a bop Kabbalah on the empty notebook pages, writing out of June bug flashings, noting the differences between cement and concrete, growling out belly-blown improvisations, terra blue afternoons, blowing the logic of the gone Buddy Bolden's trumpet, the preacher's clean scat, Mr. Parker's precise needling. What could language do to cut through itself? He knew his job was to poet. The word spoke through him from all over, through time, too, when he was really there, ready, in the flow, when the words were heady and moist in the corners of his mouth. Then it was nothing but love, nothing but love. And he knew then he was immortal and that he was destined to die with a lopsided smile like Michelangelo. And he thought death might not be all that bad, except for the living. Thank you.
Thank you.